Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Lafondra looking to get close side of Font. Lafondra away from David. 3-1 Reading. 3 points Reading.
Hello and welcome to the Unparked Roles podcast, supported by Blue Collar Street Food. What I've got to say, all of us EPR crew were there twice yesterday. Absolutely fantastic. Talking about a 4-0 win over Cambridge United. After such a turbulent week, to get a result like that and a performance like that, credit to the team, the players, and also the atmosphere in the stadium was fantastic. So well done to all the fans that went. A glorious day, basically. And to help me talk through it, I've been joined by Becky. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I've been a massive fan of the Elm Park Royals podcast for years. So, yeah, good to be here making my debut.
I don't know what to say about that. I'm quite excited. So thank you. So I really appreciate that. Also, I'm also delighted to have you on. I'm also joined by the beats of 1871, the drummer himself, Matt Lansley. How are you doing?
All good. Recovering after double blue collar. I mean, 4-0, double blue collar. You can't have a better Saturday than that, surely. That's up there with Saturdays.
I'm trying to think of a better one. No, I'm trying to think of a better. I mean, I probably could if I really thought about it deeply, but let's move on to the match that was on yesterday. So basically, we started with the same team that we had at Derby County during the week. I couldn't really see any reasons to change that, Becky, despite the fact that we lost the match, because it sounded like we played pretty well, to be honest.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of things went against us Tuesday night with Derby. And I think it was always a case of if we went into the game yesterday playing how we played Tuesday night and Cambridge went into it playing how they played Tuesday night after getting thumped 6-0. Yeah, it was always going to be one that was going to go in our favour. But yeah, I've turned up at the SCL a few times in the last couple of months now with some optimism that we would win. And that's not a feeling that we're used to as fans anymore. And on those games, we've ended up not winning. So yeah, it was nice yesterday to turn up feeling optimistic. And for me, we were just in control all the way through. We never really looked in much danger of conceding other than on a couple of rare occasions. And obviously Pereira stood up and did what he needed to do then. But yeah, just lovely to turn up with that optimism and walk away with that winning feeling. It just feels like a really rare thing these days.
You missed the biggest change of the lot, Paul. Not having Charles Breakspeare refereeing the game. That was the biggest change, in my opinion. Not having him back refereeing.
Yeah. Okay, Matt. Let's move on from that. That was on a different episode. Okay. So let's move on. So yeah, I agree. Having that optimism going in, and we have been bitten a couple of times recently, obviously against Shrewsbury Town and against the team that we won't mention, those vultures, that's all we can call them. And yeah, this one worked out really, really well. Just from the start, Matt, our tempo looked really good. We looked like we were totally as you'd expect, up for the game. But we've seen quite a few slow starts over the last few weeks. So to actually turn that round and get that energy into the team straight away lifted the crowd massively too.
Yeah, and look, especially after the week we've had, you know, it could have been really quite easy, I guess, for the players to be pretty despondent, downbeat and everything. But they looked really up for it and came out firing. Didn't take too long to get that first goal, which is always good, always nice. But yeah, Derby was a slow start game before as well, was a slow start. So yeah, to have a fast start early doors was really, really good to see. And you really want to against a team that's down there as well. You know, Cambridge not on good form. You don't want to give them any route into the game. You know, it's crucial just to come out quickly, try and get that early goal, and just try and push the game on kind of the way you want to. Because one thing that Cambridge don't do, as kind of we discussed in the preview, is come back from behind. So yeah, it was crucial just to get that pressure going early, get the crowd on side, because it was a good crowd yesterday, really good crowd. So yeah, they did that, and I think they reaped the rewards of it early.
Yeah, talking about the good crowd, there's a new ticket initiative now for Reading FC. We can get a bundle of three match tickets for all the home games that are coming up. £60, which is definitely cheaper than if you're, you know, an adult. That's a considerable saving. So definitely get behind the team. Get down there, back the team and the manager, because there's something there. And, you know, hopefully good news will come out this week. I'm not going to get involved in all the takeover talk, because that is just for a whole different world. We will wait for that on another podcast, hopefully. But the earliest real chance, Becky, was probably Morrison with a header from a far post cross from Elliot Bennett. I mean, from where I was in Y25, that looked scarily close. But actually, when you look back, it wasn't that close.
It wasn't, but I think everybody had their hearts in their mouths for a little bit. We've got this habit, haven't we, of letting ex-players turn up at the SCL and score goals against us. And it's just one of those where you think, you know, anybody but him, ideally, we don't want anybody from Cambridge scoring. But yeah, that would have been pretty gutting to have gone 1-0 down from a goal from a former player. But I think beyond that, Cambridge didn't really look threatening all that much at all through the 90 minutes, which is good. Feels like we probably took a bit of their firepower away in the summer by signing two of their players, and clearly they've not really found people to fill those holes that Nibbs and Smith left when they joined us in the summer.
Yeah, well, we did have the return of the ex, but this time, Matt, it wasn't against us, it was for us. Sam Smith slotting in against his former team. Nice bit of build-up from Savage and Aziz. And putting the cross in. Elliot Bennett. My mind is gone. Elliot, dear me, it's early. It was a long night last night. And getting almost on the end of it. But it's a lovely feeling. But he didn't celebrate. He didn't give him the shush signal, did he? And you know, I think you're a bit upset by that, Matt, aren't you?
It must be the first time that Sam Smith hasn't gone and done a bit of a shithouse free celebration, right? You know, he's infamous for that. Pretty much does it against any team, no matter who they are. But I mean, his Cambridge links, you know, I guess, you know, he was well loved there by the fan base. There's still obviously quite a lot of mutual respect for them both. You saw that at the end of the game as well. You know, with Smith applauding their fans, them applauding him. But you know, you look at the goal, great play from Mola, bringing it forwards. He's getting better and better, carrying the ball forwards. I think he's coming into good vein of form. Aziz and Nibbs linking up really well as well. And I mean, when the ball breaks back to Smith, it's an instinctive finish. If I was a Cambridge fan, I probably wouldn't be too happy with the goalkeeping, because you know it's kind of gone under him. But to be honest, when it's gone for us, I don't really care. We've had so many of them go against us with goalkeeping moments. But yeah, just great instinctive finish by Smith, and 5-5 now for him. You know, he's absolutely on fire. He loves his streaks at the start and end of season, seemingly, or the start and end of his season anyway. Yeah, I think it was 11 goals now for the season as well in 27. Top striker at this level, isn't he? You know, I love watching him. I love that he's back at the SCL and, you know, enjoying this vein of form, really. It's really good to see.
Yeah, I mean, it is fantastic, isn't it? That early goal for us in the 11th minute there, Becky. I mean, it just settled all the nerves.
Yeah, it does. Obviously, kind of, we've had a few games where we've conceded quite early in the match, and it makes a change for us to be kind of the ones getting that early goal. And I think even when we'd scored that, you could just see that another one was probably going to come along at some point. Like I say, Cambridge just didn't really threaten. I just love, I know Aziz obviously went on to get the second goal. I just love that every time somebody else scores for Reading, he's like, why wasn't it me? It should have been me. You know, it's my turn next. I'm going to bust a gut to get the next goal. And that's something for me that I love about Femi is, yeah, it doesn't matter. We could be 7-0 up. I mean, let's face it, we're in dream world slightly there, but we could be 7-0 up and Aziz would still be busting a gut to get that eighth goal. He just loved scoring. And yeah, it was only, you could just see by the effort he was putting in, it was probably only a matter of time before he was going to pop up with one. And, you know, lo and behold, he did with the second, which was great to see.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Morrison, obviously, his pace, lack of pace, was massively exposed there, Becky. A lovely flick there from Aziz over him, but I don't think Aziz was even going at full pace, and he still got the time and composure. But the big factor here is it's a right-footed finish. And for him, at the beginning of the season, that would have been not even in his mind. He would 100% have cut back. And it's really great to see he's getting so much confidence in his game now.
Yeah, it makes a difference. He's growing. I think certainly kind of in the area of the SCL that I sit, he was getting some stick earlier in the season for not putting some chances away. And I think, like you say, some of those are probably down to the fact that he was favouring that left foot all the time and didn't have the confidence to just try and smack one with his right. But yeah, things have really turned around for him. He's obviously oozing confidence at the moment. And yeah, I think the fact as well, we were 1-0 up already. He felt that he could give it a go. And it came off, which is brilliant. Morrison, obviously was great servant to Reading in the couple of seasons that he's been with us. I know he's a Birmingham legend. Proper kind of elder statesman of the game now. And as you say, lost a bit of the pace that perhaps he once had. But yeah, it's quite nice when those things go in our favour. Makes a nice change.
Yeah, I mean, I always be known as Maradona to me. Michael Morrison was a top guy. He always comes over as a lovely guy as well, doesn't he, Matt? It's not like a go at him. It's just the reality of where we are. But to get that goal just before half time, I also want to know if you're listening to this. Did you go to the concourse? Because the ground was looking quite empty when that goal went in, Matt, wasn't it? And it's like, I know that two people that were with us did actually go to the concourse. I will not name and shame them, but Eric and Ross, you've let yourself down. One of them's a Cambridge fan who was a top lad, I've got to say.
I can confirm I was not in the concourse. I did see it. I did see the goal. And I think the game had gone a bit flat after about 30 minutes. It settled down after a lot of Reading pressure early on. You know, we had a number of corners and chances never really came for them. We had a lot of pressure, but like with Reading FC quite a lot this season, nothing came of that pressure. And then it calmed down pretty much from 30 minutes to pretty much half time when Aziz scored. So it was more relief when Aziz got that goal. You know, that first Smith goal was just, you know, elation. The Aziz goal was just relief, because you know, with this, you know, with Reading at the moment, we're not always the most sound defensively. You know, no matter who we're playing, we always seem to try and find ways to concede a goal at some point. So to get that just before half time and just kind of kill off the end of that half, and maybe even the game, you could think at that point, because, you know, Cambridge, they don't come back many times from 1-0, let alone 2-0. It just gave the confidence, and I think the bit of bounce that I think the fans needed going into half time, and then obviously with them coming back out. So yeah, it was top run from Aziz. Maybe got a bit lucky with the bounce that came onto him from Morrison, but you know, we'll take them.
Let's not knock it. You know, let's keep it positive here, Matt. Let's not, like, you know, let's not try in any way to like diminish it. But coming into the second half, you're thinking, do not concede an early goal. Let's not make this in any way nervy. Cambridge didn't look great. They're obviously in a really rough patch at the moment. That's 10 goals, actually, now they've conceded in the last two matches. Clearly, new manager bounce is having a tricky period for them. We know how this is, so this is not me gloating. It's just what's happened. massive chance for Cambridge from Kachunga there, Becky. I mean, got to say, two fantastic saves there from Joel Pereira.
Yeah, as soon as he'd saved the first one, you could just kind of see by the position of all of the players in the box. I was waiting for the net to bulge for the Cambridge player getting to the rebound. Yeah, and that was just the second save was one of those proper off your seat, standing up, applauding a goalkeeper moments. And I love those. And I think, you know, goalkeepers quite rightly come under the spotlight when they make mistakes. But yeah, they deserve their share of the spotlight when they pull off saves like that.
How much do you love that save as well, Becky? He was celebrating it like a goal.
Yeah, and they have to, don't they? Because, you know, even when the goals go in, they're up the other end of the pitch on their own. Yeah, I love it when goalkeepers get those moments. Yeah, fantastic for me. And I think, you know, the way the rest of the squad kind of congratulated him on that, again, you know, as much as they would somebody scoring a goal at the other end, it's pretty much all he had to do all afternoon. But, you know, that's all you can ask of a goalkeeper is at the moments that you actually need them. You just need them to step up and do their job. And, you know, Pereira absolutely did that for us yesterday. If that Cambridge goal had gone in 2-1, I think, you know, as you say, we've all been there. You don't know, but we've got it in us to let goals in. We know that we get refereeing decisions go against us on a regular basis. So at 2-1, I think everybody would have been a little bit more nervy about, you know, next goal would have made all the difference. So yeah, I think for Pereira to pop up with that double save, it just added to the confidence that the team already had at the time. And really pushed us on. And again, it just gave the crowd something to cheer. You know, we had supporters there yesterday who perhaps aren't regulars, kids who perhaps have never been to a game before. They saw four goals. They saw, you know, two fantastic saves from a goalkeeper. What more do you want?
How long have we been waiting to say that as well, Paul, about a goalkeeper?
Now the floor is yours. Come on, Matt. Come on, Mr. Lansley. Now is your moment. And I don't want to hate on goalkeepers. Celebrating it like I was right, but he is really, listeners. He really is quite smug. I can see his face.
No, look, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, that the keeper's been able to keep it out there, you know, because as Becky said, that could have changed the complexion of that second half. You want your goalkeeper to stand up in those moments. You know, it's a good little header down to the ground. I thought it might have been over the line in the stadium. Watching it back, I think it looked a lot more over the line than it did in the highlights. I don't think it was over the line. I think the Cambridge players were protesting like it had already hit the back of the net. But yeah, it's just good to see, you know. And I think the big thing with Pereira that he brings is the ability to come and collect crosses as well, which, you know, Button doesn't. I'm just going to leave it as and say doesn't do. But when he does do it, it's not very good. You know, there was a few times early in the first half he came out on free kicks and that, and it just gives that bit of reassurance because it takes the pressure off the defence. You know, when your goalkeeper can come out and claim the ball, you know, the best one we've had obviously of late. I mean, I know it's obviously quite a comparison to make. Obviously, was Emi Martinez. You know, we've never seen a player come and claim the ball like he did back in the day, but it just relieves all that pressure, you know, off your defence. It was good to see Joel Pereira coming out and doing that a little bit. It just calms everything down.
You have gone big there, though, haven't you?
I'm not comparing him to Emi Martinez. I would just like to caveat that. I'm just saying that, you know, when you have a keeper like that comes out and claims crosses and just does all of that very simple work that is almost like 101 for a goalkeeper, it just alleviates so much pressure because it stops chances coming from it. You know, anything can happen. The ball can drop. It becomes scrappy. It becomes a bit of pinball. Your keeper comes out and claims the ball. It stops that, you know, and it's just good to see that Joel Pereira has got that confidence. He did it well, had a little bit of a shaky moment when he came and obviously tried to clear the ball. And I think, you know, he had a very, very good block from Lewis Wing that went in to stop a shot from about 30 yards or so. But yeah, you know, I think he's done everything he needed to do, Joel Pereira. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he stays in goal from here. I wasn't sure after Derby. I thought Button would probably come back in. I think after yesterday, Joel Pereira probably stays in the sticks, and I think it's probably warranted.
I think we can sum that up. Matt's keen that Pereira's in the team, basically. He's quite happy. Yes. So I thought there was a beautiful moment in the 62nd minute, just before that, a whole minute of stand up if you hate Die Young. And then immediately Lewis Wing pings in the third goal. Just really good strike again.
Actually, and just a quick one. What are we going to call him? We're going to call him Lewis Ping, Lewis Wing, or Lewis Ding? Because there's quite
Lewis
a few
Lewis King.
Here. No, Lewis Ding or King. Oh, there's
I
four.
Know, but we can do all of them. I mean, there's choices, isn't there? What do you think, no, Becky? No. What would you say your option, your first option is for Lewis?
Ping.
Yeah.
Ping. Oh, Ping. Ding. Hits, I'm Ding for Lewis.
Hits the ball so sweetly. We've seen it so many times. And, you know, there's the odd player that pops up with one of those a season. But for Lewis, it's consistency. I think as well, it was great to see how well he played yesterday. He obviously had the captain's armband with Yeardon being suspended. And I think we've seen before that some players, that does affect the quality of their game. I think sometimes they just kind of fall a little bit under the pressure. Didn't seem to make any difference to Lewis whatsoever. Had a fantastic game. Great to see him get the goal. And we can't kind of mention Lewis Wing without mentioning his girlfriend and her fantastic Twitter rants, right?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, no, Yasmin's been absolutely fantastic because it's real insight into the world of being a partner of a footballer, which must have been absolutely crazy in the last, well, since last August or whenever they joined, it seems. And honestly, I've lost track of which year, yep, which day it is now because of Reading FC. They've ruined my calendar completely. They have. But on Lewis Wing, I put out a tweet because I said we were recording the podcast and I asked who was your favourite. Was your favourite goal from yesterday? And you'll be not surprised that Lewis Wing is getting quite a lot of love. And for the man of the match, one here from Cronzy. Wing man of the match. Savage, one of his best games for us. Overdue, in my opinion. I mean, come on. Let's not be slating players today. Mola has improved massively. Kelvin's goal was an absolute peach. Need to see more from Elliot. Left side not doing many favours. That is probably true. Chris saying, Lewis Wing, man of the match, he's our star man. Everything goes through him. Always progressive in his play, looking to create, even when picking up in his right back position. Lucky to have him. Hopefully new owners would mean we keep him next season. Well, fingers crossed on that last one. Another one from Josh. Wing was hands down man of the match, but I have to say a massive shout out to Bindon. He was so good in the air and getting his body in front of his man. Quality performance, and even Dean was decent when he came on. I mean, whoa, this is a absolutely incredible day.
We must also have had a lot of alcohol consumed last night. Lots of alcohol must have been consumed last night.
Let's be positive. Yeah. Also, Mola is looking better every week, and Joel Pereira, that is all. Yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic goal. And Lewis Wing yesterday was just, it's the best performance I've seen from a player for us this season. He was just so good. He led by example. He obviously scored the goal. There was a moment in the second half when Joel Pereira made a mistake on the edge of the box. He blocks the shot, doesn't he, Matt? And anything that he could do, he did absolutely fantastically. I couldn't criticise anything yesterday.
No, he was a man on a mission. And kind of even with that block that he made, there was then a challenge that he then made out on the right-hand side after that block. You know, I mean, it that was a statement performance. I kind of feel it was a man on a mission yesterday. That spag bowl that his partner cooked up for him. My God, keep feeding him that, please, because whatever was in that, I want some of it, to be honest. He was sensational, absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's brilliant that we've got a player like him, you know, in the team this year. Because he is just a difference maker, and he's the type of player that you really, really just crave to have in teams like this, right? He's creative, he can score goals, he can put a tackle in when it's needed, he's got really good footballing intelligence. And it all came through yesterday. And the fact that he had the captain's armband as well, you know, you want your captain to lead by example, and my God, did he yesterday. It was just fantastic. Like from start to finish. And I know we kind of discussed it on the way back. I kind of wish like he got subbed off so he could have just got a standing ovation from the whole crowd, because he really deserved it. You know, I know players want to stay on and play all the 90 minutes, but you know, Aziz got a good ovation. So did Savage when he came off. You know, Lewis Wing, I think, would have had all four stands of the SEL on their feet, because he was sensational yesterday. I think I agree with you that it was the best performance I've seen this season from a player.
Yeah. He's one of few players we've got where every time he goes up for a header, I've got confidence in him actually winning the ball.
Which is odd, because he's not a defender, and you usually expect that from a defender. No, not and a he's midfielder. Not
tall. I don't think he's the tallest either. Mm. But he just goes up, and if he's going to challenge for a ball in the air, he wins it. And I think, you know, for our defenders to know that you've got him sat in front of you doing that must just be fantastic, especially when, people, Tyler Bindon, for example, he's been outstanding. But, you know, they are young, relatively inexperienced defenders. So I think to have somebody like Lewis Wing in front of them is ideal.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Lewis Wing, his biggest standout point is that he delivers when it's needed. That is something you can have all the ability, which he has got, and score these goals. But so many times this season, we've needed a goal, we've needed an assist, and he's there, and he's done that. So you've got to say, brilliant from him. I would also put Tyler Bindon in my top three for player of the season, because I think he's been through so much with us. But let's move on to the fourth goal from Kelvin. Absolutely fantastic strike here, Becky. I mean, top corner, it's exactly what he needed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think he probably would have been disappointed to have lost that place in the starting 11 that he had kind of earlier in the month and back in February. And, you know, let's face it, it wasn't working out for him in those games that he was starting. I'm sure he would have been gutted to have kind of ended up back on the bench. But what do you need in your subs? Somebody that's just going to come on and pop up with an absolute peach of a goal. I missed it in real time. I had my godson with me who was faffing around with his water bottle or something. So I saw him get the ball. I saw the first touch. And then the next thing I know, everybody's on their feet and cheering. So I didn't see it back until I got home last night. What a cracker. What a screamer.
We can confirm it was a good one for you, just in case.
It looked good when I saw it back on the TV. But it's typical, isn't it? You miss the best ones in real time.
Yeah, I had a little touch about it, Matt. It reminded me of it. Was it Femi against Charlton? It wasn't quite the same, but had that kind of, when it went in from the angle they were at, it kind of felt a little bit like that.
Well, the way it sat up, and I mean, the way he struck it, I mean, he couldn't have struck it any better, could he? I mean, it's in the back of the net before the keeper's even moved. They're those ones that, you know, as a keeper, it doesn't matter what you do, you've got no chance. Even if you're standing in the way, it's probably going to pelt you back into the goal as well as the ball. I think Kelvin fully enjoyed it, I think, as well. You know, it's good to see, you know, it's really good to see from Kelvin, because I think that takes him to double figures for the season as well in all competitions, which, I mean, for a young player, yes, he's had his moments this year when we thought he's struggling, but I think Alex and I said it back at the start of the season, if he can get to double figures for a first proper season, that's a really good season for him. You know, I think he's on 5-6 league goals now as well. It's brilliant for him. You know, hopefully it can give him a bit of confidence to kind of kick on, really, because he's shown in parts what he can do. I mean, we're not expecting him to pop up and score goals like that every single week. I think that'd be a bit silly. But yeah, you know, it's not nice fizz ball in from Lewis Wing again there, you know, getting an assist for him, and yeah, just instinctive, weak foot, top bins. As one Alan Partridge would say, he's got a foot like a traction engine there.
I kind of felt something like that was building. I was just waiting for which angle you were going to go for. There's so many from Partridge. I mean, there's so many. But that was also the first time we've had a win by four goals or more at the Medeski Stadium, Select Car Leasing Stadium, since 2010 in the league. That was against Peterborough United. That is such a long time ago, isn't it, Becky? I mean, we have actually had some good times since then, so it's quite amazing that that is the case.
We have had some good times, but I think even when you think about those good times, you know, we got to a cup semi-final, we've been to some playoff finals. They've not been at times where we've been playing, you know, amazing football, to be quite honest. I mean, particularly kind of the season we got to the playoffs under Stammert. I don't think I walked away from one single game at the stadium with the kind of, wow, that was amazing that season. It was always just kind of, yeah, sneaking wins here and there, and, you know, a few draws, kind of getting the points that we needed to get us into that top six. But yeah, it feels like, you know, leaving aside all the stuff that's going on off the pitch, the positivity, the feel-good factor on match days is really back at the stadium now. And I think part of that is down to Ruben Sellers. Part of that is actually we have got some quality players in our squad. Yeah, and the connection between the players and the fans, the connection between the players, yeah, it's all coming together nicely. It's kind of making for a perfect combination, really. So yeah, I didn't realize it was that long ago that we won by more than four goals. That is a long time. But yeah, brilliant yesterday. I think everybody really left the mood as people were leaving the stadium was just so different to what we've been experiencing in the last few years. And yeah, let's not get carried away. Yeah, there's still a lot of things for us as a club to overcome in the next few months, but we've got to make the most of moments like yesterday while we've got them, right?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And we now go into the international break, and we can now kind of relax a little tiny bit. It's Reading FC, so anything could happen at any moment whilst we're recording this. We might find out that we've been turned into an RAF site or something. Who knows? Nothing is impossible. But it's lovely to have that win. We've now got a 7-point gap between us and Cheltenham. They do have the two games in hand, but their goal difference is also considerably better, which is obviously helped by yesterday. So essentially that's an 8-point gap, even with the 2-point deductions. I have to like preface everything with Reading FC. You have to. This is a nightmare scenario, but we're in a much better place than we were on Friday afternoon. And Matt, you've got to be happy with where we are considering the week that we had.
Yeah, look, you know, I think it was probably one of the worst weeks. Actually, no, not one of the worst weeks. It was the worst week I think I can remember supporting Reading FC. The mood swings, kind of the feeling of helplessness, dejection, kind of just sick to your stomach and beyond, really, with kind of just what's going on. And, you know, you just want this nightmare to just be over, you know, to have that feeling kind of through the week, and then just have a game like we did on Saturday. I mean, you know, I was just really happy Saturday evening. It just felt, it's what football does to you, right? You know, what happens in that 90 minutes on a Saturday can just change your weekend, you know, totally. It can change your week totally. It doesn't matter really what goes on during that week. If you get that win, if you get a good performance, if you see a sensational goal, a last minute winner, whatever it is, you know, and even on the swing side, if it goes the other way, it can just completely just change your mood, and it can make your weekend, it can break your weekend. But it was just so nice. And now to be sitting on, you know, 42 points, I think realistically we'll probably only need one more win from here and we'll probably be safe. I think it'll be close, obviously, if you only get one win or 3 points. But, you know, I think you can be looking at 44, 45 points to stay up, you know, with our goal difference and everything. So it's, yeah, I can see that we're nearly there. you know, and barring anything else, you know, happening that's ludicrous, you know. But yeah, it was just a nice feeling all in all. Great crowd, amazing atmosphere from the fans that were there. You know, I think that was one of the high points of yesterday, just the overall atmosphere and the celebrations with the team after it. You know, Becky, you said about the team fully making their way around the stadium as well, giving the plaudits to everyone. You know, the West Stand, the Dolan with all the kids in, the East Stand, and then obviously also the South Stand as well. It's just really nice to see it, the unity between the team, between the fans. Even Harvey Nibbs on Twitter afterwards, you know, coming out and saying that, you know, that one was for you. Keep fighting off the pitch and we'll fight on it for you. That's just what you want to hear as fans, right? There's nothing more that you want to hear. I mean, people might just say it's words on Twitter, but I mean, it means more than that in this situation for us. You know, it is just so nice to see, and to have such a likeable team in this situation with probably one of the most likeable, best managers I could probably think for the situation, Ruben Zelez. You know, they all deserve so many plaudits for what they've done for this club, you know, keeping it all together and staying together. Oh, you're on mute, Paul.
Thank you for that. I'm such a professional. Yeah, I just got so absorbed by that monologue there from Matt there. It was, I agree with all of that. It was such an amazing day of atmosphere and a real feeling of unity. And you were saying there about, you know, it's only words on Twitter, but the fact is they're backing it up on the pitch. And that's what you want, isn't it? We don't win every game. We do lose some games. But every game we are more than competitive in. And considering the scenario that we have been through, the players, you know, with the wages and all the situations that they've had and all the problems that they've been through, I think they've put in an absolutely incredible shift this season. And it's a team I've most liked for probably a decade, you know, and this is not the most successful team. So it's not related to that. It's all relative. And when you were saying about, you know, it can change your mood, it can say everything to you the weekend, that's why we want to maintain Reading FC, isn't it, Becky? Because they mean so much to us.
It does. You know, yesterday there were people there who perhaps have been supporting Reading for 60 or more years. There'll be people there yesterday who it was the first time they've ever gone and watched a game of football in their lives. And I think everybody just left on such a high, and that's what it does. Yeah, Tuesday night after that Derby game, I went to bed with the hump big time, just over, you know, feeling completely and utterly done over by a referee, essentially. And you go from that emotion to on a Saturday just leaving and everyone's singing and cheering. And, you know, that's the players as well, not just the supporters. And, you know, the thought of, I think, you know, we've all said this in interviews and things that perhaps we've done through the week, the idea of that not being a thing just does not bear thinking about. And, you know, as fans, it's not just a case of, oh, well, you know, we don't have our club, we'll go and support the one up the road instead. You know, quite clearly, we're not going to do that. No football fan is going to do that. Although I think there's a few people planning on going to Basingstoke this Saturday, which is quite nice. But yeah, we need it. If that's a staple part of your life for, you know, the 9-10 months of the year that the football season's going on, the thought of it not being there, like I say, just doesn't bear thinking about. It's that high that we need. You take the highs, you take the lows, but you're there with friends, family, people who perhaps have become friends just through knowing them through the football. And yeah, it's what it does. I've got friends who don't get it. They don't follow football. You know, they might watch the odd England game when the World Cup's on, and that's really it. And they don't get it. For them, it is just a game. But I think for those of us who, you know, do go, and even if you don't go and you just follow the games, you know, on the radio or on the TV, if it's in your blood and it's your passion, then you need it. And yeah, we need it.
Yeah, absolutely right there, Becky. It's part of us, it's part of a personality, and we will keep on fighting like the team are on the pitch. So that will wrap up the podcast this weekend. We will see what happens this week. Who knows? Who knows? There's lots of stuff happening and rumours and all that kind of stuff. It's Reading. So if you have enjoyed the podcast, give us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. And thank you for listening. Up the fucking ding. Come on.